بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون. This is the first surah of the last surah, Amma, which is also Surah Nabab. And before this was the Surah Mursalat, which we had completed, the last Surah of 29 Supara. And in there also Allah Ta'ala referred to Qiyamah, as in this Surah also, that Qiyamah is a reality, it will definitely take place. And not only that, but in the previous Surah, Mursalat, Allah Ta'ala showed how Qiyamah will take place, and by taking Qasam of the wind and the Malaika, Allah Ta'ala showed that Qiyamah is definitely going to take place, how it is going to take place, and what the conditions will be when everything will go topsy-turvy, the skies will split asunder, the mountains will start flying, everything will go haywire, nothing will remain in order on that day. So yeah, also Allah Ta'ala, and most of these surahs towards the end are from the surahs that were revealed in Makkah Sharif, and most of them refer to life after death and to the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala in this surah has referred to the rude and arrogant way the kuffar of Makkah used to speak about the day of Qiyamah, that when is it going to come? We are waiting so long. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, it has been said it is going to come. When is it going to come? Show us. So in this arrogant way they should speak. And also, yeah, in the surah, Allah Ta'ala explains the principle and law of reward and punishment, and also the great signs of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So the first part, the arrogant questions these people of Makkah used to pose, that when should the day of Qiyamah, when is the day of Qiyamah going to take place? Amma yatasa'alun. Kya baat poochte hai log aapas mein? That they are asking amongst themselves, they should joke and mock, when is Qiyamah coming? He is always telling us Qiyamah is coming, when is it coming? It hasn't come still. And sometimes they should come out and say, today Qiyamah came, so when is Qiyamah coming? So in this way they used to joke. And sometimes they used to even ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims, that when is Qiyamah coming? You people all speaking of Qiyamah coming, when is it coming? But a person must be aware that every person's small Qiyamah starts at the time of his mort already. And many people's Qiyamah start in this world already. When our actions are so bad, we suffer the consequences in this world. And that real Qiyamah is definitely going to come, which Allah Ta'ala has fixed, and there is no doubt. Now what are they asking about? عَنِ النَّبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ. پوچھتے ہیں اس بری خبر سے. They are asking of that very big information. The day of Qiyamah, when people's minds will not be in order. تَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. It will be a day when you'll think people are drunk, but they will not be drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ الشَّدِيدِ. The punishment of Allah will be very severe. So on such a great thing, and they are making a joke out of it. Are they right in their mind? Are they thinking right? What a terrible, if any person who has the faintest idea of what the Qiyamah will be, what the life in the Qabr will be, he'll never be able to make jokes about these things in any way whatsoever. So about such a big thing they are making jokes. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. جس میں وہ مختلف ہے. And with regard to this also, they themselves had difference of opinions. Some of them used to say nothing like Qiyamah ever, nothing like in the life in the Qabr. Others used to say yes, it is possible. Others used to say that the punishment will not be on the body, it will be on the ruh only. Others, different opinions they had about it. And just all conjecture, nothing on fact. Fact is only one, that which Allah has revealed, who has created everything and knows the reality. So they were just making all the talks among themselves, that when will it happen, etc. Allah Ta'ala reprimands in a strong way, kalla sayalamun, hargiz nahi, ab jaan lenge. These, nothing whatever they are saying, nothing of that sort, definitely they will know. They themselves will face it face to face. They will see Qiyamah and they will see all the consequences of all their actions. Definitely it is going to happen. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. پھر بھی ہرگیز نہیں اب جان لیں گے. Again Allah stresses it for a second time. Again, never ever, they will definitely know about it. The day of Qiyamah will come and they will come face to face with it. At that time they will start making tawbah. They will bring iman, but it will not help at all. Fortunate are those people who bring iman in the reality of Qiyamah, the reality of the day of Qiyamah, and also in the life of Qabr. And actually it is not only to believe it, alhamdulillah, we do believe it, but to such an extent that it may changes our life in that condition. That our life must go, our practical life must also go in that condition. So may Allah give us tawfiq after having the blessed month of Ramadan, that it will bring also a great change in our lives, our families, community, and the whole ummah.